Hello everyone, this is the second episode of Talkbookie Season 2, and we're your hosts Talia Saley
and Rose Kim. And this week we'll be talking about relationship culture in South Korea, because it's quite different from Western standards and customs in terms of relationships, I think.
Yeah, so we're just going to discuss some topics that we think is definitely different from Canada and Korea. So when we went to Korea, a lot of things that at least I've noticed is that there's a lot of couple matching. So for example, if you're in a relationship, you'll purposely try to match your clothing, whether that be maybe like a t-shirt, your entire outfit, maybe your phone case might be the same, or you might even have like a promise ring or a couple ring that you always have on each other. So Yeah,
and it's like really popular with elementary school like relationships, I think. The couple rings especially, like they sell those everywhere basically. You could find them on the streets, like the subway, like malls and stuff. A lot of people that are like elementary school like relationships, they'll like kind of like quote unquote propose with the couple ring, and they'll be like, do you want to be my girlfriend with a couple ring, which I find really cute.
Yeah, well, I've had that happen to me when I was younger. It's pretty funny to look back at, because, you know, literally just grade fours messing around.
Yeah.
And it's not very serious, but, you know, I guess I take it pretty seriously there, so it was just pretty funny, just because it's not something that often happens here, you know? Yeah, I don't know, I just think it's something that you can't really see a lot of here. In Canada, like, you don't see a lot of people matching. They always have different kind of style or fashion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, to be honest, like, I'm in a relationship, and I don't think I would ever do that. Maybe, like, small things. If we have, like, the same, I don't know, maybe we have a bracelet or something. Like, I don't know, like, some random thing.
Like, something
that's,
small.
Like, kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something nobody would notice. Like, I don't want people to, like, see that we're wearing, like, the same outfit. Like, it's, like, too much.
But like in Korea, it's like a little bit more advanced than like the same t-shirt that people might wear. It's actually pretty cool, I think. They'll like wear matching outfits in the sense that like it's the same monochromatic color, it's the same like shoes or whatever, but in different styles and stuff. So I don't know, a lot of couples that you see on like Instagram and Pinterest that do that in Korea, they make it look really stylish. Because then I think I always thought couple matching would just be like wearing the exact same touristy t-shirt or whatever. But it could be something more than that, which I find really interesting. We don't really see that here, though, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not a lot
would
of
Would you
times.
Ever try to match?
No.
No. I don't think I could pull it off.
I think it would take a lot of effort to try to match in that way, like maybe just the same color. Yeah,
or flannel.
Yeah, I something like that. But I don't think I'll ever go out of my way and be like, okay, like let's match this for today. Let's wear this for date night, you know?
Yeah,
but it's a cool concept, I think. And even couple rings too. I mean, I had one in elementary school, but I don't know about now. I think they just call those like promise rings here.
Yeah, promise rings. But I think it's more of a serious thing, like here at least, like you're not gonna randomly just gonna date for like a week and be like, hey,
yeah,
because you know, it's not just plastic rings, you know, they cost money, so
yeah,
it has to be somewhat serious, and to the fact that you're gonna buy something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah
for sure. Another thing with Korean relationships that's different from Western culture is that I guess they celebrate like specific anniversaries. Like, here we have the big ones, like, 1 year anniversary, 2, 3, 4, like, 10, whatever. But in Korea, there's, like, something called 10th day anniversary, and it goes in increments. So there's 100, 200, 300, like, etc. And they'll celebrate that every single time, which I find, like, really cool in some sense.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, but for me, it would be, like, at least for me, if you celebrate something too much, it kind of takes away the significance, I feel like.
No, yeah,
just, like,
that's
too
true.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion, because I feel like if you celebrate it, let's say, every year, or, like, every, you know, this time that you started dating, whatever, it makes it that they feel like more special. But if you like celebrate it every, I don't know, month or a couple of days, it kind of feels like maybe any other date you would go on. And I feel like, because you're not going to put that much significance, like you're not going to go on an expensive meal like every like month, because that's like a lot of money. Unless you're rich, then maybe, but like, you know, as students, it's something that's kind of hard to do. So at least for me, I feel like it's kind of hard to like keep track of that too. Like, I feel like it would be a lot of stress planning that out and trying to make it happen, but that's just my opinion.
I don't know, I think the 100 sounds special, like it sounds nice to be like, it's their 100th day anniversary, but I'm not too sure about the 200 and the 300.
Yeah.
It's like a nice sentiment, I guess, to be able to say like it's your 200 or 300, but I'm not 100% sure about like, oh, like we need to buy gifts for each other every single 100th day of our dating relationship or anything like that. It could be like fun to be like, oh, like we'll do like a really special date every 100 days or whatever.
Yeah.
But nothing too big. Like, I wouldn't be able to afford buying gifts every 100 days. Like, that is considered an anniversary gift. Maybe something small, like taking them out for like dinner or something. But at the same time, that just becomes like a regular date more so than, you know, like you said, like a special date or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, you know, it definitely does take away, like, the significance of the day. I think this would, like, definitely be a little bit stressful, just having, like, so many days to celebrate. I mean, celebrating is nice, but it's just, it needs to be more spread out for me, just because there's, like, so much going on. There won't be enough time to do that, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. Another thing is paying etiquette, I guess. In Western culture, I feel like people usually get different dishes to eat by themselves. But in Korea, a lot of the times they'll order something that you have to split with each other, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, you know, I think in most like Asian countries, it's normal to share food or have like one, let's say, a dish, like a stew or something. And you'll just like share from the same pot, or side dishes are from the same, you know, plate. Exactly. You'll share it together.
If you even think about the concept of Korean barbecue, it's never just like you just like grill it by yourself and you eat it. Well, you can technically, but it's more like a sharing meal, I guess.
Yeah, and so it's like it's normal to share different kind of foods, and I mean I think it's pretty normal here too. Mm-hmm. But usually you just kind of order your own meal, and that has to do mainly just with the culture and the food, right? It doesn't really have anything to do with dating necessarily.
That's true.
Family share the food. Here it's more just like a separate thing, like you have your own your burger or whatever. You're not going to share a burger.
No.
Kind of hard to do that,
so. not that one.
Yeah. And another thing that's pretty common, or not like common, but usually, at least from what I noticed being in Korea, is that it's pretty normal to expect the guy to pay for a meal. It's like the girl always expects, like, oh, the first date it'll be the guy or something like that. And I think, I mean, in many circumstances, in even in Canada, it's pretty normal, but it's like more so here it's more equal, and like in Korea it's like more expected of
like the heavily guy to buy expected the meal. I guess.
Yeah, but that's just something that I've noticed, and I think that it should be more normalized in a sense where the guy should also expect the girl to buy the meal or something like that. And it shouldn't be like a thing like, oh, you hate me now. It's like, no, there's nothing like that. It's just, you know, everything has to be equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody should, if they're in a relationship, everybody should contribute both ways.
Right, yeah.
You shouldn't expect one person to like buy everything for them. So
I think another thing in Korea too, though, is like, yeah, the guy pays in the first date, but they'll like take turns paying rather than the guy paying like all the time. So if they pay for the first date, then the girl would pay for like the coffee or whatever. Like, does that make sense? Like, they do rounds, so the date is never just like they go to the restaurant and they go and then that's it. Like, they'll go to the restaurant and then they'll go out for, like, drinks. And the girl would pay for that if the guy paid for the meal, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Something like that. Man, but that, then again, Like, that's also common here, too, I think. Some couples do choose to do that.
I think another thing that, not just in relationships, but just, like, a general common societal thing that happens is, especially between friends, even if you're, like, not in a relationship, you're just close friends, like, physical contact in Korea compared to Canada is a lot different. Like, here, you could just, you know, put your arm around each other, just like, hey, guys, like, hey, like, what are you up to, right? But in Korea, if you did something like that, it would be, like, a little bit, you know, suspicious. Like, why are you, like, you know, you don't like, get too in contact with each other to that point. Right. And you only would do it specifically if you're in a relationship or something like that.
Yeah.
So, So, like, that's something that also happened with, like, when I went back to Korea and I saw some of my Korean friends, like, you know, the moms would be like, get closer, and, like, the guys are always, like, weirded out, like, oh, like, you're getting too close, you know, things like that. Might have been because we haven't seen each other in a long time, and, like, just, you know, like, friends are, like, kind of awkward in that sense, but also just in general, like, if you're a girl, like, they kind of keep their distance, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that we don't necessarily see around here, I think, just because even as kids, you, like, you learn that you can be friends with boys, and boys can be friends with girls, or whatever it is, and it doesn't always have to be, like, a romantic thing, right? It can be very platonic, and that concept isn't, like, necessarily really big in Korea, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah, for the most part, it's just, like, you know, girls hang out with the girls, guys hang out with the guys, or something like that.
Yeah.
But for me, I did have a lot of guy friends when I was, like, younger, but that's only because I was the kid who liked to be outside and liked to play with Lego, and a lot of the girls don't like that. So, just, like, we had more common interests, so that's kind of, like, why I had a lot of guy friends, but it had nothing to do with, like, our gender or anything. It was just because we had, like, things we liked that were in common, and, yeah, so I just had a lot of guy friends, but that was, like, the main reason.
Oh, so. I see. Oh, mm-hmm. And, like, another thing is, in Korea, like, gender-specific elementary schools are really prevalent, I think. Like, girls only elementary school, and then guys only elementary schools. I'm not 100% sure if, like, there's that many of it nowadays, but I know that when my dad used to live in Korea up until he was, like, 30, they used to have that. Even when I was there as, like, a kid, they used to have, like, girls only elementary school, girls only middle schools, and things like that. So that could be honestly the reason why there's such, like, yeah, a big divide between, like, oh, friends, and then, like, not friends kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think as you get older, like, if you go into high school in Korea, it's pretty common to see just, like, a bunch of girls and guys just hanging out together, but, like, I think a lot has changed over time. Like, right, you know, yeah. You and I have been there, like, a long time ago going back to school, so mm-hmm. things were different, but, you know, going back to the summer sometimes for vacation, like, I'll see, like, a lot of differences in schools and yeah. just, like, people, and so, yeah, like, now it kind of seems a little bit, you can see a lot of more similarities between Korea and Canada, and, you know, there probably is a large influence to that, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, another thing that I did want to bring up is the idea of, like, specific relationship holidays in Korea that are super prevalent, so here we have Valentine's Day, which is obvious, like, a lot of other countries celebrate Valentine's Day, but in Korea they also have something called White Day, or, like, White Day, and Beppero Day, or, like, what's Beppero in English? Like, Pocky? Or did you just say
it's Beppero? Like,
Peppero?
You say Peppero.
Peppero? Okay. But they have that. Yeah. So White Day is basically when the boys give out gifts to the girls. So, it could be things like candy or chocolate, snacks, and things like that. And then on Valentine's Day, it's the other way around. So the girls give, like, the candy, chocolates, etc. to their boyfriends, crush, significant other, etc., things like that. And, like, that could be, like, a day where you confess your, like, crush to them, or, like, your love to them, or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, to me it seems unnecessary. Like, why not just have one day and you give each other, like, a gift, right?
That's true.
It seems like so many extra steps, but, I mean, that's what we do here, right? Just Valentine's Day, you both prepare something, like, make cupcakes or flowers, or, like, don't make flowers, I mean, like, buy flowers.
Yeah.
And give it to each other. And, yeah. I don't know, that seems a lot simpler to me.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why they separated it. But I don't know, it's cool. And then they also have something called Beppero Day, which is something similar to Pocky, I think, here. It's kind of like a day where you exchange Beppero snacks with each other. And they're like little like cookie sticks that are dipped in chocolate of various kinds. And honestly, it's just like displaying affection for your friends or, you know, whoever you have a crush on and stuff. I feel like the lines kind of like merge a little bit with Beppero Day, Valentine's Day, and White Day. At the end of it, it's just all a day where you like tell your crush you like them, or that like if you have a significant other, you like express your love to them that way or something like that.
I like, to be honest, Beppero Day is the best because I don't know, it's just fun handing out like chocolate, you know, covered, what are, like, breadsticks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of fun just handing out stuff, and, like, you get stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I remember one time in grade four, this guy gave it to me, and he had a crush on me. Grade and I didn't four. Know, because I'm always clueless, so. I was just like, oh, he's just being nice.
Yeah, but I remember that being, like, a pretty big deal when I used to go to elementary school in Korea. The idea of, like, Beppero Day, White Day, Valentine's Day. You just give out little snacks.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think, because you know how in Korea you have individual desks that you're assigned to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a crush on them, like, you'll buy a box of Beppero or, like, candy or whatever. You'll put a sticky note on it and leave it at their desk, right? And then once you come to your desk and then you find it, like, that's how you'll know that somebody likes you or whatever. But other times it can be, like, they actually give it to you in person, or other times they're, like, too shy. And then they'll just, like, leave it at your desk for you. It's just really cute, actually, I think.
It brings back memories, because I did that once to a guy. Like, there's, like, a little, you know there's a little space under the desk?
Yeah, like a little cubby area.
Yeah. So I would put like a present in it.
That's really cute.
And I would
cute.
Write a note in the washroom because I didn't want people to looking at what I was writing. So yeah, that's what I was back then.
Honestly, another thing, I think another big thing that's really different from here than in Korea is PDA. So there's always minimal PDA in South Korea. Like, holding hands is totally fine. Like, you'll see couples do that all the time. But anything beyond that, so, like, kissing or etc., like, you'll never see that in the streets or anywhere. Because it's considered, like, inappropriate to show in public. But I think whereas here, like, we don't really see that as inappropriate.
Yeah. I think it's a little different. I don't know. Maybe it's because I went to Korea in the summer. Like, some people are a little bit, you know.
Oh.
more touching than others. But, just in general, yeah, but I think it just depends on, like, the couple, too, because personally, like, I, you know, in public, I kind of just want to be neutral. I don't want to,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. That's
holding,
true.
Holding hands is the max, or, like, maybe hugging or something.
Yeah, honestly, like, everything that we say in this podcast, though, about, like, South Korea and the cultures, there's always exceptions, right? It's never going to be, like, 100% true anyway, so... Yeah, there's always, like, clashes, I think, in between.
Mm-hmm. Especially just changes in general, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of just doing it based off our experience and, you know, but things have changed over time. And I know, like, it just depends. And some other things that we could also mention is how, just, like, the dating culture in general and with blind dating. So something that kind of happens often is that you'll... go on a blind date with somebody that maybe, I mean, you could have found them online, or could have been just, like, your friend suggested them to you or something like that, and then you would just, you know, go on a blind date. I think that's, like, pretty general stuff or, like, normal things to do. And, like, you know, maybe your mom might introduce you to, like, her friend's daughter's son or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they went to a good school, you know, they have a lot of stuff, experience. You should go hang out with them, see them, stuff like that. So
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something that's always happens. Or you also see a lot of that in K-dramas as well. There's always, like, blind dates or that's the mom true. Talking about, like, some son, successful son, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Moms know everything, honestly. Especially, yeah, if you live, like, in a tight-knit community or whatever. If you date somebody, like, they'll figure it out. All the moms will figure it out.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a thing, not just in Korea.
That's
but
true,
any
yeah.
Korean community you're in, or, like, your mom kind of, you know, it will get to know, like, some other family friend's mom, and, like, maybe your friends at school are Korean, so, like, they get to know each other, and, like, there's this like, community that, like the rumors just spread through, like, I don't even know how they happen, but they do. Or not even rumors, just in general, like, things that I don't even think about, and then my mom tells me, and I'm like, what? Like, how did you figure that out? I don't know. But, yeah, so just, like, random things that don't even cross my mind, and, like, something that I've just heard, like, recently, and suddenly my mom knows about it, it's like, I don't know how it travels so quickly.
Or yeah,
how,
honestly, like, it's kind of you know, scary. Moms...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is pretty, pretty crazy.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, so that's it for this week's episode of Tteokbokki Season 2. And we're your hosts, Rose Kim.
And Thomas Stanley.
Okay, bye, everybody.